And then Sunday evening at, I think it was about 10 o'clock, we actually opened the fund. We had the BT lines put in then, and that's when the fund was opened. And we had different people manning the phones, which was amazing. We actually had a girlfriend of one of the chaps who had died ask if she could be there. And I think at one point they weren't keen on it, but I promised that I would look after her, and if I felt there was a problem, then I would leap in and do what I could so that she wouldn't be upset in any way.
You've touched on the fund. This would be an appropriate moment, I think, for you to develop the theme and to tell us what happened and how it went on and how it ran and how successful it was.
It was very successful, which is one of the main reasons we decided to retire to Deal, because the people of this area were just so supportive and so kind. I had said stupidly at the outset that I would do anything to bring money to the fund, and I was challenged on quite a few occasions. The Mercury, the local newspaper, offered money, I think it was £500, if I would play a game of snooker with Ray Reardon, who was at the local snooker club, and this was also to bring money into the fund. And I mentioned then that I'd never played snooker in my life and I wouldn't even know what end of the cue to use. However, Ray Reardon did his thing and he said, had I played before? And I said, never. And he said, oh, it's all right. So he, I think they call it a break, he broke and missed, which I can't believe. I'm sure he'd done it intentionally. Anyway, I did my thing and potted a red ball. And that was, I hasten to add, the only one that I potted during the game. But to read the Mercury the following week, the sports chap who was there was actually saying that Tricia Dixon, wife of the commandant, was actually beating Ray Reardon at snooker. So, you know, power to the press.
So that ran for several months.
Oh,
Did you? And I
yes.
gather you went to many places to be
Everything.
given
We did lots of things. I
any
think
special memory?
there was one chap, but I think it was the, it's a restaurant, it was in the Thanet area, and this chap, who was a chef, had eaten something like 100 pickled eggs to get money into the fund. Amazing what people did. The money just seemed to pour in. We opened a book within Richard's office in the barracks, and things were being written there. We were getting kiddies' pocket money, people donating just so much money, but pensioners sending, you know, minimal amounts, but which I'm sure they couldn't afford. But I think it didn't just touch Kent, I think it touched the world. Because the people who were killed, or murdered really, were musicians, and just totally unexpected by the world in general.
And so when you mean the world, you were getting things from Australia
All
and New
over,
Zealand, yeah,
all over,
America, Canada.
all over. Amazing.
You and Richard obviously were very much at the heart of the fundraising. Who else was
John
involved?
Perkins.
John
John
Perkins, yeah.
Perkins was very heavily involved. And John's the type of person that, he's a people's person as well. And because he also was a musician, a wonderful musician, and Dave Cole, and the sergeants that were there, I mean, they were all so involved, and they touched everybody's hearts and were just so kind to the family.